In a world of mindless movie cliches, one podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
We're looking good. We're looking good here, looking good there, looking good everywhere. We're looking good. We're CBS. We're looking good here, looking good there, looking good everywhere. We're looking good. We've got the best. Show after show, the way to go. We got a lot of action satisfaction. America, we're looking good. Exciting drama, the biggest movies, singing and dancing, CBS has got the
Hello and welcome to part two in the 2015 fall preview discussion. How are you, Christopher?
In this wonderful All right, place. How are you?
I'm doing really great.
I know you're feeling really good because of, just to get off on a tangent for a sec, the theatrical Star Wars cuts are coming to Blu-ray. I bet you were like thrilled about that.
Well, I did hear about
that. The unaltered Star Wars theatrical cuts.
Well, I've had these. Well, I've had similar.
On VHS, right?
No. There's a really wonderful thing. And if you go to VHSRewind.com or even our page, not you, but our listeners, I'll post this little documentary about this fan edit and what they had done to recreate in HD and 1080p the original film. In phenomenal ways, like, you know, doing mats and taking different creations, doing color corrections and doing all this incredible work, just fan edits. And they recreated it. I believe it's, I'll look for it during the episode, but nonetheless, I am excited about this. What I'm really excited about is the big rumor, and there's evidence to support this, that Netflix is going to be adding the entire 6 episodes of Star Wars to their streaming collection.
Really?
Yes. And that would be tremendous for Netflix. I think you can agree with me on that.
Yeah, I wonder. I remember I actually worked at Spike TV when I worked in the legal department, and I actually worked on the contract negotiations to get the Star Wars flicks onto Spike.
I remember that. That was a big deal.
That was a big deal back then. So I'm kind of wondering what the monetary levels are here.
Well, here's the thing is Disney did sign it. I know this has nothing to do with the fall previews, but
I'm sorry to get off of this. It's just big news. Big news.
Hey, you say Star Wars, I say how high. Disney signed this massive deal with Netflix a while back. So I'm assuming it has something to do with that. Now, this being said, the shows have not aired on Netflix yet. I mean, you can go and rent the discs and have them send them to you, but the streaming service does not have it. But somebody found, by accident, quote-unquote, on the Netflix site, kind of a filler page for, I guess, the information, the quality it will stream, and all of that stuff. It found it for all the films except for A New Hope. And it's on Netflix site, and you can actually go to it now. I'll look for that as well. Somebody posted it on Reddit, which is where most people post this kind of weird conspiratorial.
Yeah, I was going to say rumor mongering.
But it would be an absolutely incredible choice because it's difficult to just kind of, you know, I have it on Blu-ray. I have the last edition on Blu-ray. It's like $100-something. I don't want to take out every disc. But I would love to just go, you know what? I feel like watching Empire Strikes Back right now. Bloop, 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 and watch it. That would be incredible. In HD. Yeah, I'd be pretty happy with that. CBS. CBS 2015 fall preview.
And we have a lot to talk about because they are premiering Five shows.
That's counted.
I was like, why are they? Wow, that's unusual to like such a small number of new shows.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I say we do just jump into them, but
you know, I'm just looking at the schedule right now. I mean, mm-hmm. do people watch Scorpion? I don't know. There's NCIS, NCIS New Orleans, NCIS Los Angeles, CSI Cyber. I don't know. I really don't watch anything on CBS. Just going looking at their schedule coming up.
You know, Adam's secretary
actually made it. Wow.
Just like you, I watch a lot of DVR'd stuff. Do you watch like live television ever?
No.
Yeah, me either. So I don't know what's on CBS. So I'm really not sure if I do watch any CBS shows.
Criminal Minds is still on? Jesus. Serious.
Abe Vigoda's still alive. Oh, look, he has a new show. He's starring in...
That would be awesome.
Angel from Hell. He should have been the Angel from Hell, right? That would have been a good role for him. But that does bring us to our first... pilot episode, Angel from Hell, starring Jane Lynch of sarcastic Glee. What else was she? She was in a lot of those, like...
Waiting for Guffman and Show. What is exactly. that guy's name? Christopher Guest?
Right, like the Spinal Tap crew.
Yeah.
I always liked her. I just thought she was very funny and very sarcastic and very...
And I did flexible. Too. In fact, recently I rewatched the one where they're doing a movie, Purim, Home for Purim, and then it's Home for Thanksgiving. Anyway, For Your Consideration, that was it. And you know, she was in that, and she was really funny. Everybody's really funny. So you know,
speaking of which, this particular show will be aired on a podcast that we have called For Your Consideration. Ironically enough.
So. But in this show, she is so irritating and not funny.
I didn't mind her too much. You know, at the same time, it's like a five-minute clip.
At least a 5 minute clip, but there are also many like 20-second ones if you scroll. Mm-hmm. If you go onto the CBS website, which you're not there.
No, I'm not there.
They have a couple of like 30-second spots.
Well, let me give you the premise of what the show is. Maggie Lawson is this actress who plays Allison. And she basically looks like Elizabeth Shue in her better days.
You know, I thought it was Elizabeth Shue. I was like, wow.
Yeah, she looks a lot like her.
So much. And I was like, wow, she's cute.
And you have Jane Lynch, who's Amy.
And who is not cute.
No, she's kind of ragged, like homeless looking. and she basically is her guardian angel. I mean, we've heard this kind of before. I know I've seen this kind of show here or there.
Oh my god,
it's like Highway to Heaven type of
I was gonna riff. Say Touched by an Angel only as a sitcom.
Yeah,
it's just this really aggressive guardian angel who it's just like stalking this poor woman.
Yeah, this show will not get picked up.
I can't imagine. It's truly like terrible. I thought it was terrible.
There's only one episode in the can. So I really think there will only be this pilot episode.
Hold on. I want to get there. I thought there was a release date, but I don't see it. So.
Yeah, you know what? I don't
see it. Oh, it premieres Thursday, November 5th. Okay.
Okay, November 5th.
Yeah, I know. That's far away.
That's only like a month and 13 days before Star Wars is released.
And when Star Wars is released, I'll be at home watching Angel from Hell.
This episode is brought to you by Star Wars and Lucasfilm and Disney. Have you always wanted to have a lightsaber? Do you always want to be Lando Calrissian? Well, go to StarWars.com and enter VHS Rewind to get 15% off and free shipping. For your promo code. No.
When you spend $100 or more.
When you spend $100,000 or more. All right, so Angel of Hell, I give it a big thumbs down.
I can't imagine this is going to make it.
Although I laughed a couple times. A couple of the actors were pretty good.
No, nobody was good. If you watch the extended preview and
that's all I watched. Was
like, her boyfriend is fooling around with her best friend. I was like, oh my God, this is just so, this is painful. It was really painful. And then there's Jane Lynch being so aggressively, like, she thinks she's funny, but she's not.
Very obnoxious.
Yeah, I was like, boy, this is terrible.
Well, that brings us to Code Black.
Oh, it's on Thursday nights.
And I'm really sorry, but I couldn't get past Code Black's.
This had a 7-minute preview.
When I saw it was 7 minutes, I literally rolled my eyes. I was like, you kidding me?
Look, I always welcome any enterprise that gives Luis Guzman a lead role. But frankly, I am so over hospital things. Any shows that take place in hospitals with doctors. And you know what? I've recently, I forget when it was, but it's like maybe a few seasons into certainly Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
I am so sick of hospital things that just play up the brutality and all that. I don't want to know what goes on in an ER. I don't want to see people suffering graphically, and oh, your finger is the only thing that's keeping her aorta together or whatever it was.
I couldn't agree with you more. Although I watched ER.
There was a kid in Jeopardy there, and I just. Yeah, but ER was more about the sex rather than the hospital stuff.
ER, I loved ER. ER was great. I thought it was a really well-done show. Even towards the end when everything fell apart, it was still watchable.
Season 12.
I watched the whole thing, and it was
I'm not giving a thumbs up to Code Black. It's just – I just can't. I just don't. Like,
I don't see it getting renewed. There's too many other shows out there.
And it only takes place in the ER. I mean, people get moved out of the ER very quickly, don't they? So I don't understand. Outside of Luis Guzman and Marcia Gay Harden, who's that? Marcia Gay is playing this tough as nails who's secretly got a heart of gold or whatever. We've seen all this before. Every second of this trailer we've seen before in shows that have gone before. And outside of Luis Guzman, nobody is attractive on the show.
I also don't buy Luis Guzman as a doctor or surgeon.
I didn't either. I think he was like the head nurse or something.
Yeah, maybe he's a janitor or something. I'm not really. Maybe that you find that out. Maybe like later on you're like, all of a sudden like, hey, what are you doing with those scrub bones? this guy.
That would be awesome.
He makes great mojitos. So it airs on September 30th, Wednesday at 10 p.m. What do you think about the time slot?
I think it's too late. And again, I think people are like me. I don't think they want to see shows like this. This is the kind of thing that turns people away from TV. We don't want to see the same things over and over. Over again.
Yeah. I know.
I'm sorry.
I don't.
It turns the more intelligent TV going audience.
Yeah. All right. So that brings us to Life in Pieces.
So this is CBS's attempt to replace Parenthood.
Parenthood with a twist of maybe 30 something?
No, I don't
know.
I don't
know. I never saw 30 something.
Don't mock 30-something. It's one of my favorite shows.
I never watched it, to be honest with you.
What?
Yeah, I never got into it.
Is James Brolin really the new Craig T. Nelson? I don't think so.
One thing I didn't mention. All of these shows look phenomenal. They look like the sets are really good. I think that the acting, for the most part, I mean, minus Angel from Hell, the acting I think is pretty top notch, even in Code Black. It might be over dramatic, it might be overridden, but everything looks good. And I feel like maybe they only chose 5 shows because we thought, all right, instead of 12 shows and spending X amount of dollars, take that money and really try to create something that might land.
Yeah, too bad they didn't spend any money on, writing.
Well, why do you need writing when you have Diane Wiest, Colin Hanks, James Brolin, Betsy Brandt? That's about it, right?
Who?
Betsy Brandt's from that show. She had another show last season.
Oh, the Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, she was the wife in the Michael J. Fox thing. And right before that was Breaking Bad that she was in.
You know, I never watched Breaking Bad.
You would like Breaking Bad.
But now that I know how it ends, because no one can keep a secret.
You don't know how it ends.
Oh, Tom Hanks' kid is in this, but we don't care.
I don't like Colin Hanks.
I don't either.
Now, he was in one of the last seasons of Dexter.
Yes, and he was terrible in it.
And it was the season I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this show anymore. So I kind of really put that up right up there with ruining a really wonderful show. Although I did watch the last season, and even though a lot of people thought it was a very down episode, down ending, I enjoyed the ending of Dexter. But that's neither here nor there. But you have James Brolin and Diane Wiest. It's a very strange cast.
Who thought to bring James Brolin out of Mothballs?
James Brolin. It's like, really?
I haven't seen him since Hotel in the 1980s.
Now, James, they all feel a little too wealthy. They all feel a little too polished and good-looking, kind of.
Yeah, yeah. And I think we've seen all of this before. I mean, not just Parenthood, but like every other show like it before that. So it's possible it could be a hit. Wait, I'm looking to see what day it's on. This is not coming on for a while. This is another one that's like, why are they not premiering things?
Tomorrow at 7:30.
What?
To series premieres tomorrow night, which is the September 21st. You're right. 7:31. 7:31.
This is a half-hour show?
No. Oh, yeah,
that's
it is.
Ridiculous. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I thought if this was an hour dramedy, I was going to give it a pass. But now that it's a half-hour, probably.
You know what this is? This is not Parenthood. This is Modern Family.
It is. And so my rating just went down. This is not going to succeed. This is not going to succeed at all.
This show is going to succeed, and it's going to blow you away.
8:30. It is not. Not at 8:30. Even
7:30, it says.
No, but that's Central Time. It's 8:30, the number before it. It's got a Big Bang Theory as a lead-in. All right, so maybe it'll do something, but I don't think so.
Oh, yeah, you're right. 8:30.
Man, Big Bang Theory is still on? Jeez.
Big Bang Theory is... I never wanted to watch it, and I think it's a really decent show.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Have you ever watched it?
No. I go by it occasionally. I see the pattern that passes for comedy these days in a sitcom that I just can't stomach. It's not funny. At all.
Look, it's not Hee Haw. Sorry.
And speaking of Dexter, the next show on CBS is Limitless.
Yeah.
Which is based on a movie starring Bradley Cooper, who actually shows up in a TV series. I was like, wow, how much was he paid?
Well, Bradley Cooper started on TV, you know.
He did? Where?
Yeah, he was on this show I watched a long time ago. I'm looking it up right now.
I honestly
in the early 2000s, it was.
Must be a show I did not know.
It was a big, yeah, probably not. Alias.
He was on Alias?
Yeah, he was like the guy who kept getting beaten up on Alias.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and that's where I saw him for the first time. And I thought he was all right. You know, I don't know, I didn't really mind him then.
But yeah, I don't get him. I mean, he's just kind of bland, and I just anything I've seen him in, he just hasn't. Hey, props for him for taking it to the next level.
Scrum. But the show. what did you think about the show? Like, what do you think about it?
Again, there's nothing here that really pulls me in. The lead is not. So, you know, if Bradley Cooper was in it, maybe he could have the
star gravitas,
to bring me into it. You know, he's only going to be in it for 5 minutes. And so this lead guy is just kind of bland and really unexceptionable.
Now, did you see Lucy? Did you see Lucy with the beautiful Scarlett Johansson?
It's on my DVR. I do want to see it.
Watch it. It's a fun movie to watch. I'm sorry. It's a great movie to watch.
And she's hot.
I love the way she looks. And basically the premise of that movie is she's given a drug that, and this doesn't ruin anything, because I think this is the whole premise of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
This increases the ability of her to use her entire potential brain. And it just like gets crazy extreme. An incredible movie. I really enjoyed Lucy. It was a very heart pounding big movie. And I feel like it deserves a lot more credit. This feels like the high budget TV version of that.
Yeah.
And the ironic part is Lucy was shot on a very low budget piece of equipment. Everything was pretty low budget.
The reason I mentioned Dexter coming into the show is because it has Dexter's sister in it. What is her name? Jennifer Carpenter?
/ ex-wife. Right?
Oh, yeah, really. She, like, dumped him pretty quick, too.
Well, he, like, dumped his girlfriend or wife of years and years for her.
And then she just... And then he had cancer for a while.
Oh, yeah, then he had cancer.
And then got better, and she was like, oh, see ya, gotta go.
She's a weird-looking chick, but I like her.
She is. She's somewhat attractive. I guess it's a tall, lanky body that sort of sells it. But
she's one of these. Yeah, she's your kind of chick. But she's definitely one of those. I guess you can call her a handsome woman. but no, she. I think she's a beautiful woman. You know, it's. I understand why people like her. She's not really my kind of chick. But
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I had a choice, I would take the girl in our next show over Jennifer Carpenter or Diane Wiest.
Well, we're down to the last of the five. And I think that we're also down to probably the number one show for the fall season in the collection of new shows.
So far. So let's be clear about that. So I still have to look through the NBC stuff. NBC has Wesley Snipes, so I am putting this on hold. But Supergirl. You know, I don't know how to say this, but first, you have to start here. Does the chick pull it off?
Yes.
And she pulls off the costume really well.
Yeah, and the dorkiness too.
You know, I'm on the fence about the dorkiness. She doesn't. Hopefully she'll get into it. It seemed a little forced there.
I know what you're gonna say. You're going to think, like, she's just a little too cute. She's almost like Taylor Swift in a Supergirl costume.
And I think she's much more attractive than Taylor Swift. Sorry.
Well, that's just going to have to be a debate for another time. But she's played by Melissa Benoist?
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce that.
Benoist. Benoist.
And, she hasn't been in very much. What was it that I read where I was surprised? Oh, she was in a 2008 drama, Tennessee, alongside Maria Carey. Well, that might be why I don't know her.
Yeah. Like, but she's not the biggest star here, thankfully. Callista Flockhart, who plays the aging Cat Grant, Mrs. Grant. I just can't believe that they would replace Mr. Grant with her. Right?
Yep.
So she's going to be the one who hates Supergirl.
Or, wow, Stacey.
What are you looking at?
I'm just looking at the cast list.
No, well, you know what? There's 13 episodes. So they have to have put a decent amount of faith into the show.
I think it's going to be a hit.
Yeah, superhero stuff is big to begin with. I think that the show looks pretty good. Somebody is playing Kal-El, which I think is kind of interesting. Kevin Caliber. He looks handsome enough to play Kal-El.
Here's my dread with the show is that, especially with this, what was it, like 5-minute trailer, a good half of it was like, honestly, it was like an Ally McBeal show. She was acting Ally McBeal-ish, you know, in that kind of sort of, you know, not bubblehead, but sort of
bitchy.
And this is like no. I meant.
Wait, are you talking about herself? Cat? Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know, she was. It just seemed very
young and inexperienced, kind of like, you know, right out of college type of attitude, first job.
Yeah, but it was the whole banter was very, very Ally McBeal like.
Well, you know why?
And
they're trying to bring in a female audience here on a superhero show, which is tremendous.
And I think they will do it.
I think this is the closest they will ever get to it because, you know, you have Calissa Flockhart, which I think is an immediate big name when it comes to a draw for a female audience. I think that the Supergirl herself, she's really cute, but she's not so like hot that she's intimidating.
Exactly. Something. I don't think she's hot, but she's really
cute. You can understand, you kind of relate with her.
If you're going to bring in a female audience, you got to have a hot black guy playing Jimmy Olsen.
Mikad Brooks.
Never heard of him at all.
But, you know, good looking guy, big, tall, strong guy, complete opposite of Jimmy Olsen. Jimmy Olsen's a little squeaky, little nerdy, redheaded guy with freckles.
And you know what? Being a redhead, I take offense that they would turn an iconic redheaded character into this, you know, super hot, bald-headed black
this
monster.
Like Nubian, the Nubian king. But no, but it seemed very fitting, though. I thought everything looked pretty good. I liked it when she did her flying.
You know, I thought the effects looked really good.
Yeah.
You know,
for a TV show, they looked spot on.
I thought they looked really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
So
this is certainly the breakout show for CBS. Certainly it beats anything that we saw on ABC.
Now, is this the first superhero show to be on CBS?
No, what are you kidding? CBS is a history. They had Spider-Man back in the day.
No, I mean
Incredible Hulk.
We're talking about with this current wave.
Oh, then yes.
I'm looking here. Oh, yeah, Incredible Hulk is CBS. Batman in the 60s was ABC. Wonder Woman was ABC and CBS.
CBS has Tom Selleck. Does that count as a super?
Greatest American Hero had ABC.
That was ABC.
The early 90s, The Flash was CBS.
Yeah, but that didn't last more than a season.
Because
they had it on a shitty slot. It's funny. This says that Supergirl premieres on a Monday as well, October 26th at 8:30. But this can't be there's no way this is a half-hour show. No way. No way.
I'm looking it up.
If it is, I will be very upset.
Well, you're saying that Supergirl's a half-hour show?
I certainly hope not. That should not, better not be. Maybe it's just like a hour and a half premiere or something, but there's no way this is a half-hour show. You can't do a superhero show in half an hour.
No, it's an hour long. It's 43 minutes.
Oh,
17 minutes of commercials.
Unless you DVR it, and then you just fast forward.
Well, that's what we do. And I guess you spend a minute fast forwarding.
Sorry, I'm just looking at a picture of her in this.
She looks great.
She's so cute.
Now, they're saying that's going to go head-to-head with Bruce Wayne. Which is another one of these shows, which I believe will be on NBC. I'm not really sure.
I think that's on Fox, actually.
Oh boy, do we have to add a part 4 to this?
We do. We have to do ABC, CBS, NBC, and then everything else, which might be a big episode because, like, Netflix alone has lots of shows, right?
Well, this one I'm going to release tonight. It's going to be our fastest released episode ever. So I'm actually, we're recording this on September 20th, and it will be released on September 20th.
Ouch.
So if you have anything you want to say that's timely, or if you want to release, like, you know, I don't know, some stock quotes or something, see if it'll happen, and you could be like, wow, this guy actually has superpowers. What do you think about this Cablevision thing that happened? Do you know, did you hear about this?
No, what is that?
Cable, you know, Cablevision, you know who they are?
Yeah, I know of it, yeah.
We have Cablevision. I used to work for Cablevision. Well, they were purchased. Newsday, AM New York, News 12, and Cablevision itself has been purchased by a Swedish company, I'm not really sure, for roughly $17 billion last week. So I'm wondering what's going to happen with our cable. Like, I wonder if the service is going to go down the tubes or...
And your prices are going to go up.
Well, the thing is, though, we do have a choice of Fios. So I would imagine that, if anything, it would get more competitive.
Hmm.
Especially if we can bring in a third cable company, which would be wonderful.
Or just view your stuff via the internet, like everybody else.
You know, if I really... If I could just get my wife and my kid will just go along with it. If I just get my wife on board, I would do this all through the internet. There's no reason to have TV anymore.
There isn't.
But, all right, man. So, yeah, I'm going to get to editing this. And thank you very much for getting together. We did a 30-minute episode. We were going to shoot for a 20, but that's all right. We went on a Star Wars tangent. But yeah, thanks a lot for getting together, Chris.
And, all right, next is the biggie, NBC.
The big N.
The big N.
We've got the mask. Show after show, the way to go. The finest choice in you, and that's what's doing America. We're looking.